This is Building a Personal Board of Advisors, written by Atlas Pemberton, read for you by Annalise Voss. Introduction. A small room of reliable voices. There is a particular kind of professional who seems to move through their career with a steadiness that other people find unnerving. They aren't always the loudest in the meeting. They don't show up on the conference circuit. Their inbox isn't a parade of cold pitches and follow-ups. And yet, over a span of 10 or 15 years, they end up exactly where they wanted to be, often a few steps further along than the people who appeared more obviously ambitious. When you ask them how they did it, they often shrug and credit luck, or hard work, or a single boss who took an early interest. That answer is almost never the whole truth. Underneath it almost always sits a small room of reliable voices, a handful of people they call when the work gets hard, when an offer needs interpreting, when a difficult colleague has made the week unbearable, when a decision feels too consequential to make alone. They don't call it a board of advisors. They might not call it anything. But it is one, and it has been quietly compounding for years. This book is about how to build that room on purpose. I'm writing for a particular reader. You're somewhere in the middle to senior stretch of your career. You have a job that requires real judgment. The decisions in front of you, about a role, a manager, a team, a pivot, a project, have weight, and the consequences of getting them wrong are getting harder to walk back. You may have been told for years that you need a mentor. Maybe you've gone looking for one and felt slightly silly about the search. Maybe you found someone and the relationship fizzled. Maybe you have one and it's good. But you've started to notice that no single human, no matter how wise, can answer every question you have. That last observation is the one I want to start with because it points to the central error this book is built to correct. The mentor model is the wrong unit. For most of the last 40 years, the prevailing advice for ambitious people has been some version of find a mentor. The image is a familiar one. A wiser, older person takes an interest in you, meets with you regularly, opens doors, and helps you become the next version of themselves. It is a beautiful story. It is also, for the vast majority of working people, a misleading one. The mentor model assumes a few things that are usually not true. It assumes that one person's life and career are similar enough to yours that their lessons will transfer cleanly. It assumes that this one person has the time and the inclination to invest in you for years. It assumes that your blind spots, your industry, your temperament, your home situation, and your aspirations are all addressable by the same source. The model worked, when it worked, in a world of stable industries, long tenure careers, and homogeneous workplaces. It fits poorly into a world where you might change companies every 4 years, change functions twice, and find yourself reporting to someone 15 years younger than you who came up through a path that didn't exist when you started. The professionals I described in the opening of this introduction figured out, often by accident, that the unit isn't one person. It's a small group, deliberately composed, each member chosen for a distinct angle of view. They aren't all the same age. They don't all work in your field. Some of them you talk to every other week. Some you talk to twice a year. None of them, individually, is your mentor in the old sense. Together, they do what no single mentor could. That small group is what I mean by a personal board of advisors. The phrase has been used loosely for a long time, and you'll find it in airport bookstore business titles and conference keynotes. I want to make it precise. What I'm actually proposing, a personal board, in the way I'll use the term throughout this book, is a small standing group, usually 4 to 6 people, that you have chosen, on purpose, to fill specific angles of view on your work and life. You don't convene them. They don't know each other. Most of them don't know they're on your board because you've never used that word with them. What they know is that you've been thoughtful about the relationship, that you ask interesting questions, that you take the time you've been given seriously, and that you give back in proportion. The board functions because of how you behave inside each of these one-on-one relationships, not because of any structure imposed on top of them. The angles you want covered are not arbitrary. After 2 decades of watching people thrive or stall, I've come to believe that 5 roles matter most. A boss-level advisor who has stood where you want to stand, a peer-level advisor who is running the same race you are, a cross-industry advisor who can see your problems with fresh eyes, an older and wiser advisor whose horizon is longer than yours,